Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 11 daily drop recap updates. And there'll never be a consistent intro. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, here today to update you on the latest from the Big Brother Canada 11 house, the latest daily drop that we got from production. It's the last one until the eviction, which will happen tonight. So this is the last update we have for you in terms of the vote. But with me to talk through it all is Isaiah. How are you doing, Isaiah?
What's going on, Taryn? I'm here to talk about semi-daily, you know. So we're here. We're live and, you know, we're going to try to cover this as best as we can.
Yes, we will do our best here. Of course, just to set you up, of course, Dan is the HOH. He nominated Renee and Hope. Zach won the veto, used it on Hope, put Rob on the block as the target. There was some talk of potentially flipping the vote to save Rob so that he could go after Zach. However, in yesterday's drop, it seemed like that had died down a bit. And we're basically looking for in this drop, is there any turnaround? Is there any kind of hope for Rob here? And I can give you the short answer right now, which is doesn't seem like it. Seems like he's in some trouble here. Still not completely impossible. And there's a little bit of confusion on where some of these people are. But if I were to give you an answer right now, I would say that Rob will likely be leaving tonight with maybe one or two votes to keep him around.
Yeah, I felt completely blindsided real quick. I mean, obviously, we knew the results coming into the last night's episode, but just to see the buildup and everything that happened going into it, I was completely shocked. Like, if you asked me, I would have thought that Rob had like some shot originally surviving, but I don't think that's even a possibility anywhere.
So one of the reasons why it seems, although it's not entirely clear, that the main group of voters that are not going along with the flip are deciding not to is that Anika, Daniel, and Kuzi, who are kind of the three controlling this vote for the most part, were having a discussion. It seemed like they were, this is yesterday, of course, and I talked about this in yesterday's update, that it seemed like they were discussing, like, should we keep our relationship with Zach for the moment? And try to move forward with taking Rob out. It's not like it makes that much of a difference which one of them leaves and which one of them goes. So it seems as though Anika is definitely still in that mindset. She's going to have a conversation with Zach here at the start of this drop. And they're talking about Santina, who is another person who's getting into some hot water here. Zach is saying that Santina is putting a target on her back, trying to flip the house. And Anika agrees. And Zach is just... All I've tried to do is help her in this game. And this is what I get. This is my payment. And they agree she's no good.
It's not looking good for the girl. You know, it's this isn't the first time, at least that we're going to talk about it, that like people are kind of starting to bring her name up with things. I don't know. Like I think that she woke up a little too late, and I think the game might flip on her if she is not careful, you know. So do you think it's actually beneficial for her to get this HOH next week if she can?
Yes.
Yeah.
she could be in some trouble if she does not. Yeah. I mean, you know, certain people getting it would be fine for her, but I think she's in too much danger to not want to get it. Zach is going to ask Anika how Daniel is feeling. And Anika says, I have no idea. Now, this is them, of course, I believe, trying to hide their connection, right? And so a lot of this conversation is going to be Zach kind of being like, well, man, I hope Daniel and Koozie are on board. And Anika being like, I don't know. Me too, I hope. And so Zach says, we just need to make sure they know that Renee is not a threat. She's never going to win a competition. You know, she's not worth taking out. And Anika says, well, a big part of Renee's campaign is that the girls should work together, but I'm not into that. That's never going to work. So, you know, I think Anika talks about like, I'm picking up on the game and I really think she might be. I think that she's doing a pretty decent job in this conversation. Again, trying to hide her connection to Daniel and Koozie as much as possible. And also trying to keep the tension between Zach and Santina at a high so that they're focused on each other. And then also now she's saying, hey, Renee's campaign is the girls should stick together. Saying, hey, Zach, pay attention to those girls over there. Don't pay attention to me, Daniel Koozie. Again, trying to keep these different forces all kind of opposing each other while her group gets to kind of sit back. I liked a lot of this.
It's almost like effectively playing the middle. I mean, she's good with Daniel and Koozie, right? But it's almost like she's giving tad bits of information to everyone just so they can feel like, you know, I'm good with you. You know, I'm going to give you a little bit. You can feel like we can have a connection, you know? So it's some good work. It's always interesting to see these players who come in not really having too much knowledge of the game and then they just kind of pick up as it goes. But I like what I'm saying.
Yeah. He asks, do you think I should try to make things good with Santina or is she just going to hate me? And again, this is where Anika's kind of like, well, you can try, but would you really want to work with her again? And he's like, no, it's not about working with her. It's just about like trying to get her to not target me. She's like, okay, that makes sense. And I'm sure in her head, she was like, but I want her to target you. So Renee's going to talk to Hope. And she says it's part of her plan to go far with him. She asks, again, we, as always, cut into the middle of this conversation. She's saying, who are the other two people you trust? I assume other than her. And she's like, is Ty one of them? Yeah, that's one. And who's the other one? He says, it's obvious. It's easy. Zach. Oh, okay. Yeah. And she says to him, I agree. I think those two have your best interests. And Hope agrees. And this is a very confusing situation for me. Apparently those are the two people Hope trusts still. Maybe. And Renee is agreeing with that. Even though Renee is also kind of anti-Zach. I'm a little confused about this.
You know, when I watch Hope on these clips, I mean, I've been digesting a lot of DC Batman content recently, and he reminds me of the Riddler, where he speaks in rhymes and puzzles, and it's kind of hard. You're like, he wants you to figure out what he's saying. I don't really understand his mindset or like what kind of strategy he's trying to play. I have made a comparison to, I don't know if this is a little too extreme. I made a comparison to Hope to early David in All-Stars. I hope.
Oh no.
I hope that I'm wrong about that, but it's not looking good, man. And you know, I think a lot of people want to work with him because he's kind of giving off this like puppy dog exterior where it's like, you know, I, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. I could work with him and bring him in, but I don't really know. I don't know how to feel about Hope, man.
I'm honestly a little confused. I think there's a chance he's lying to Renee in this conversation. Yes. But I'm not sure. He may also be lying to Rob, which is probably a little more likely. But because the thing is, he says this and then he immediately goes into saying, listen, after this week, just lay low, Renee. But here's the thing. If I was really playing this game, like really, really playing this game, I'd keep Rob because we have common goals. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Like, because you just said that you trust Ty and Zach And everyone knows that Rob is campaigning anti-Zach. What are you talking about? Common goals. And she's like, oh, man. And he's like, but don't worry, I'm playing personal. So it's not a big thing. Like, I'm not going to do it. And she's, oh, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. She said, don't mess with me. And I'm just like, what is happening right now?
Is he lying to himself? Like, this is, I mean, look, he did also get himself nominated, right? Like, I don't understand Hope's mind here. So your guess is better than mine.
Well, he says, when you survive this week, I'll tell you what you need to know. Again, who knows? She says she's worried about Santina. She thinks Santina might put her up. She feels like Santina has been campaigning against her. And she also feels like Rob has been campaigning against her, even though Rob is denying that he's campaigning against her specifically. And we cut away from the conversation, come back. She says that Ty told her that this is happening and she doesn't think Ty would lie. Zach, maybe, but not Ty. And Hope agrees. And she says, well, that maybe that's why Rob and Santina get along so well. I don't know exactly what they're talking about, but the gist of it is that Rob and Santina are trying to get Rob to stay and she's very upset about it. She's going to rant about it later.
You know, I've always wondered, why is it such a big deal that the person who's on the block is also campaigning to stay in? Like, I would never campaign against them. There's no way I'm going to campaign against you. Oh, how come they're campaigning against me? Like, are you shocked? Are we not in the game? That's always bothered me, with Big Brother. I never understood that.
Yeah. And I think what's going on here is that Rob is saying, my campaign is not against you, Renee, because his campaign is against Zach. And that is true. That is like, from what we have seen, he hasn't said a bad word about Renee. He is genuinely just campaigning against Zach. We've only seen him go against Zach. However, it appears that Ty has probably lied to Renee. And convinced her that Rob is going on a smear campaign against her. And she believes Ty. That seems like what we're doing here. But again, it's tough to piece together. She does ask Hope if he likes Daniel. And Hope says, Daniel, he either has me really fooled or he's just having fun. I'm going to go with the first option. Probably the first one.
Shout out Daniel, man. He's playing a good behind the scenes game, man.
All right. So Rob is going to have a conversation with Shania, and he asks where her vote is going. He says, I assume it's with Renee. And she says, yeah, that pretty much is what I think makes sense for me. And he says, well, I disagree. Can I offer a rebuttal? Actually, he basically says, I'm going to be more of a target in this game than Renee is. And here's the thing. People are going to be trying to control you in the game. And she says, isn't that what you tried to do with me?
But she got her revenge. Like, she's been waiting. She's been waiting for.
He says, no, listen, they're getting rid of me because I didn't work you the way they wanted me to, which honestly, I think he believes, and is partially true, at least. I think this is mostly fake. Again, this was Zach trying to gaslight him, saying the reason we're targeting you is because you didn't play into her crush and manipulate her, essentially, is what Zach said to him. But we know the real reason is the sweater. But he's saying to Shania, like, the reason I'm being targeted is because they wanted me to manipulate you and have you in my back pocket, and I didn't go along with that. And now they've replaced me with Dan, and Dan is really into you, right? And so now they're going to use him to move you the same way that they tried to use me to move you. Just be aware of it, because those are the instructions that I was given. And I'm in this position right now because I saw through what they were doing and I started stepping on toes. And I think, again, like, he's being very honest here and trying to warn her. I think even beyond just like, hey, keep me. He's like, just be aware of this moving forward. On my end, though, I'm just like, why are you being so? Because let me tell you, I translated that. He's being so vague. And it's like, listen, they're gonna try to use people to move you. And those are the instructions that I was given. So just be aware. And I'm just like, just be specific, dude. Name names. Talk about Zach and Ty and how they specifically mm-hmm. told you to go to Shania and manipulate her. Talk about your conversation with Zach where he said, hey, bro, I wouldn't have done it the way you did it. I would have done it differently if I didn't have a girl in here. Like, talk about the specifics so she actually has something to grasp onto. I don't know why people are so vague in this house.
Yeah, he should be firmly throwing them under the bus, especially with the position he's in right now. I did want to ask you the one comment he made about Dan. Is that true? So, like, are they completely replacing him with Dan right now?
I think that's how he sees it. But we know that Ty still wants Dan out, or at least he did days ago. He might have changed his mind because it is still, I think, a pretty bad move. I mean, can you imagine if Ty wins HOH next week and targets Dan?
That'd be really bad.
That would be so absurd. But hey, it might happen. You never know. But yeah, so I think on Zach's end, like from Zach's perspective, yeah, Zach would love to bring Dan in at this point. But not everyone agrees, I think, over there.
Because, I mean, that I feel like that's even more incentive from Rob to just throw them under the bus even more. Like, if you really think you're getting replaced, why are you still protecting these people? Like, get them out of here. Like, did you not just see what Vanessa did? You need to be doing that. Throw this man under the bus. Get, like, you need to put all the cards on the table. And I feel like he's playing it a little too safe here. Big mistake.
Yeah. She says, listen, I'm not blind to what you're saying. And he's like, well, I don't expect you to vote for me, but please at least think about it. She says she will.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And so Shania starts talking to Claudia about the conversation she just had. And Renee comes in. And Claudia was busy talking to telling Shania about this Santina situation. So Shania's like, what's happening with Santina? And Renee says, I am telling you, we can play nice, but I am telling you for a fact, she is campaigning against me for Rob. And they're pretty explicit about this. Like, this is not even really like undertones. This is like pretty straightforward. They're, especially Shania, she's like, I'm not going to lie. The jealousy is a part of this. Like, she's in the position. She's there fighting for Rob. I wanted to be the one fighting for Rob. And like, she's very annoyed about it. They're very annoyed about that. And Renee's like, and Rob is saying his speech is going to be like attacking Zach, which is whatever. And he's definitely campaigning against me. When he was in the room with me and Hope, and he was like, I'm not campaigning against you. I was like, that's so interesting. That's definitely going to be on the episode because I was like so fierce about it. And I'm like, I can't wait for you to go. And I hope your girlfriend comes after you because I know what you've been really doing. Ty told me.
Oh my God. Yeah, they're very petty. They're being so petty. Oh my God.
It was a lot. And so they're talking a little more. They're like, and you know what? Anika and Kuzi will put Santina on the block. They absolutely will. They're ready to do that. They're very, very anti Santina at the moment.
I don't think anyone's really looking for her best options right now. Like, is there anyone really looking out for Santina right now? I'm like looking at the cast. I don't think so. I don't think anyone's really caring for too much for her right now.
No. So Renee leaves. Shania and Claudia keep talking, and Claudia's like, okay, let's unpack that conversation you just had with Rob, please. And Shania says, yeah, he basically said he'd go after Zach and I'd be stupid. She said, and I would be stupid to not see that. I see that they're running the game. Like, I'm not stupid. But the thing is, Renee will also go after them. So it's not a big deal. They agree Santina is not good for the girls. It's honestly disappointing. Claudia thinks the targets moving forward should be Zach and Santina. The girls, they just can't include Santina. That has to be it. The girls needs to be us with Kuzi and Anika.
I feel like that's final a big five. Mistake. I feel like that's a big mistake. I don't know why.
I don't think they need to target Santina. I think they should recognize that for as much as Zach is like losing stock in this house, Santina is basically completely on an island. Zach still has Ty and Dan and maybe even Hope. So you should definitely be focusing on Zach first before you even think about Santina.
I just don't understand why they're not just firmly just drawing a line in the sand and going to war with the guys. Like, no one's worked with Santina, as far as I'm aware. No one really cares for too much for her. Everyone, as far as I'm seeing in these convos, have kind of had the same feeling about her. Let someone else do the dirty work. Let the guys do it. And then you guys just put two guys up. Like, I don't know why they've been tiptoeing around this concept of just getting two guys from, honestly, at this point, a well-known alliance and just put them up against each other. Like, you're giving them too many options to like flip something. I'll never understand. I feel like Daniel and Kuzi won't let that happen, obviously, if they have something to say about it. But I don't like this game talk.
Yeah, especially because like right now, Santina's especially valuable because mm-hmm. she's a distraction for Zach. Like Zach kind of has to deal with Santina before he can focus on anything else. So if him and his, you know, crew do win something, they will maybe have to go, okay, Zach is concerned that Santina is coming for him right now. That's a great place to be because he's going to push everything he has into getting her out if he thinks she's a threat to him. If you win HOH next week and waste it on Santina, he no longer has that thorn in his side and he's free to move on to the next big thing, which is probably going to be a girls' alliance. Right.
Yeah.
So just be careful here. Be careful. All right. We also got Rob and Hope talking. And this is becoming even more confusing. Now, again, it's probable at least that Hope is just lying to Rob here, but who knows? This is the first, genuinely, this drop is the first time I've seen Hope actually talk game. And it's confusing because I have no history of like what he actually feels. Hope says to Rob, I talked to Vanessa and she felt very confident about, who did I have a problem with? What's her name? Kuzi. Since when did Hope have a problem with Kuzi? I mean, I feel like we heard that something happened like way like weeks ago, but okay. He couldn't even remember her name. He says Vanessa felt confident about Kuzi. She said she felt confident that Kuzi would keep you. Have you talked to her again? And Rob says, yes, I feel confident with Kuzi. My issue is I need Daniel and Anika too. They're the toss-ups and they won't give me a straight answer. He says, Daniel told me that he's leaning toward me, but he's not sure yet. And Anika said that she doesn't see a benefit in keeping Renee in the game, but she also won't give me a definite answer. And Hope is like, man, crazy that they have such important roles right now. And Rob's like, I know, floaters, bro.
Hello?
That's the end of the drop.
It's like, what the hell? I don't know, man. Like, I wish I could. I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record here. See more of the stuff on feeds. Like, I think out of everyone here, like I kind of have a good idea of who everyone else is like really loyal to. He's kind of confusing because yeah, he's obviously saying I'm going to work with Zach. I want to work with Ty. I want to work with Rob. Do you really mean that? Like at this point, I don't really understand what his entire goal or position is. I don't really also get where this whole Kuzi thing is coming from, because at least from what I remember from the early week, he was beefing with someone completely different that wasn't Kuzi. I don't really remember who it was at first, not kissing somebody, but I don't even remember hearing about this whole Kuzi drama.
it's strange. You know, where does Hope actually stand is definitely a question here. Is he with Zach and Ty? Is he with Rob? Is he with Vanessa? Is he with Renee? I'm honestly not entirely sure. But Rob is seemingly thinking that, you know, according to Rob's own perspective, I think he thinks he has Hope, Vanessa, and Kuzi, and Jonathan. And so I think he feels like he just needs to get Daniel and Anika and that he will be good. And that could be true. That could be that could be real, as far as we know. But given what he's saying about what, and Santina, sorry, yeah. So he would have seven in that case. And so he only needs one of Daniel or Anika, but they are probably coming together. So given what he's saying that Daniel and Anika are saying to him, it's pretty clear that they do not currently plan to vote to keep him. If Daniel and Anika, Daniel at the very least, is certainly a player who, if he planned to vote to keep Rob, he would let Rob know ahead of time and make sure he's getting the most out of that deal. The fact that he's saying, I'm not sure yet, means he's probably not planning to do that unless he changes his mind. Interesting, though, that Kuzi is apparently giving enough to Rob to make him feel confident that she wants to keep him. And that could just be a misinterpretation by Rob, or it could mean that Kuzi genuinely does want to keep Rob, and that maybe there's a disagreement between her and Daniel and Anika about it. And she's giving that kind of like Helena, like, I want to keep you, but my people don't. So who knows, in terms of that, it does mean that it is still theoretically possible that Rob has a chance here. But I don't think it's looking great, obviously. There was also another conversation, by the way, between Kuzi and Ty, very brief. Kuzi was saying, we cut into the middle of it and it was over before you could blink, but Kuzi was saying, why are you doubting me, essentially? And Ty's like, I'm not doubting you. And in fact, I think you're the like most dangerous player in this game. And she's like, what? It felt like Ty was questioning Kuzi about where she was in the Rob thing. And that's because, you know, we heard Zach as well talk about not knowing exactly where Kuzi stood with it. So it seems like she might be getting some questions from Zach and Ty about where she stands. Ty, at the very least, seems to be a little bit aware of whether this was like fake flattery or genuine, like, I see you, Kuzi. He was talking about her as like a dangerous player in this game. So, where Kuzi stands is also kind of up in the air at this point.
Yeah, I was talking about this with my friend this morning. It's interesting that Kuzi right now, she's kind of like in the Daniel Kuzi dynamic, if they're a duo, if you want to call them that. She's more like the forefront right now, especially when I see her on the daily. She's usually the one more proactive with speaking to these people. Daniel's doing a lot better with this threat management and like hiding in the shadows. But I was always wondering, when is this going to catch up to Kuzi? Obviously, she's having a lot of strategic conversations with people. No one, as far as we've seen, has actually ever really brought it up. So this is kind of like the first time we're seeing that. I wonder if this is going to pay dividends, if Ty is talking to other people like Zach about this. Obviously, with our limited information, we don't see that. But I wonder where she is on the chain of importance of who to take out and when. So very interesting conversation here.
Yeah. So that's about what we have. Again, it's not looking great for Rob, but not entirely impossible that things shift. But I would be decently surprised if the vote came in like 6-5 or 7-4 for Rob to stay. I would expect, honestly, again, I think Jonathan is definitely voting for Rob to stay. And there's maybe a chance that Santina also throws a vote in there, but I would guess she doesn't. And that it's probably like a 10-1 vote tonight. But there's a lot we're not seeing. So who knows?
I think the last thing, it was something not that important. It was fluff, but it was Vanessa and Kuzi when they were like playing pool or whatever. And then like Vanessa was like looking for like a clue. And I think Kuzi, what she was talking about, like her love life or something. I thought that was a fun little moment, but
Yeah, fluff. I was thinking of Chappelle in that moment. She's like, I'm very single, looking for love.
I'm a tag him in that.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. We will be live later tonight after the eviction episode to recap what goes down. You know, not probably have an idea of who the HOH is, but that's fine. So tune in tonight. I'll also, of course, be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Darren Armstrong, watching tonight's episode live with all of you. And then tomorrow, hopefully we'll have an update on who the new HOH is and ideally what their plans are, but you never know. So tune in for that, of course. Find me over on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Check out the YouTube videos. I got some Among Us stuff going on. And Isaiah, what do you got?
You can find me at 8BallBangers on all social media platforms. You can usually find me podcasting on Silent Podcast. We are talking about Big Brother Canada as well. And I'm also doing a series reviewing all the Big Brother US seasons. So that's a fun time. So make sure you check that out. And if you like Are You the One, we're doing a fun little interview with one of the players of the season. So check that out over there. But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact-seeker and a truth-teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.